Okay.
All right. Beginning of Parakhav Gimel. Vayhi miyamim rabim acharei asher heiniach Hashem Yisrael mikolai v'am yisaviv. And it occurred after some period of time, and all Hashem had rested the Jews from all of their enemies around them. In other words, they were living in peace. Yoshua zaken baba yamim, and Yoshua was old towards the end, and he had, you know, seen all his days. He calls the leadership of the Jewish people. I have become old, and I have I'm in of an old age. And you have witnessed all that has been done for the Jewish people through these wars. Re'u, see, he palti lachem es hagoyim anisharim ha'ila b'nachalam l'shivteichem min hayardein v'chol hagoyim asher hichrati v'hayam hagadol mivo ha'shamash. See how I decimated and I caused all of your, you know, all of the nations in the area of the tribes of the Jewish people just to, you know, sort of fall away. Hashem Eloheichem hu yehadafeim ipnechem orishos chamil lefneichem v'rishtem es ha'aretz es artzam kasher diber Hashem Elokeichem lachem. And just as Hashem said, so it occurred that that God chased out all the enemies and all of the people in the land, and the Bnei Yisrael were able to lay conquest to the land. The Chazaktem Me'od L'Shmor V'Lasos is called Hakasuv B'Sefer Toras Moshe Livel Tisor Mimenu Yamin U'Smol, and he challenges them to hold fast to the and to observe all the words of Toras Moshe, not to go right or left. Lefilti Bo Vo Bagoyim Ha'Ela Nisharim Ha'Ela Itchem. And you shall not. Well, actually, you tell me. What is he challenging Bnei Israel to in this pasuk 7? Read pasuk 6 and 7 together. What?
To
become assimilated
to idol worshippers.
Okay, so Yehoshua is charging Bnei Israel to make sure that they don't assimilate, not to become idol worshippers. Anything else?
Keep the Torah.
What? To keep the Torah? Okay, so keeping the Torah, not assimilating, and not being idol worshippers. So those aren't all exactly the same thing. Okay, so keeping the Torah is one thing. Of course, if you assimilate, you're not going to keep the Torah, but you can not keep the Torah and not assimilate either, right? So there's, you know, assimilation is to become part of the people, you know, around you, all right? And then being an idol worshiper, right? So you can not observe the Torah and not be an idol worshiper as well. I mean, there are lots of ways not to observe the Torah. Idol worship isn't, if a person is an idol worshiper, then most certainly he's not doing the whole Torah. But you know, just pointing out that these are sort of nuanced differences, distinctions between them. Okay, so Pasuk 7, just read for me Pasuk 7. How does it go?
Don't become assimilated into the Canaanite culture.
The shame Eloheihem lo tazkiru velo tashbiu. Don't mention their God. Don't swear by their God. Don't serve their God, and don't bow down to them. Where does it say anything about not intermarrying? That's next. You should cling to God just as you do today. All right, you know, God caused all the great nations to fall in your face. One of you will chase 1,000. You shall be careful of your souls and love your God. Because if you go back and you cling and you to the peoples around you, and you marry, intermarry, and they come to you and you come to them, then you intermarry and, you know, you're all mixed up, Yadoa tedu ki lo yosif Hashem Elohechem lehorish es hagoyim ha'ela milifneichem v'hayu lachem lefachu l'makoy shaloshoteit b'tzideichem v'litzininim b'neichem. If you do this, then any remnants of the Gentiles that are still in the land, they will be a thorn in your side. Ad of the chem al adama hatova, until they're such a thorn in your side that you will be wiped off the land that Hashem has given you. V'hine anochi holech hayom b'derech kol ha'aretz, v'idatem b'chol avadchem b'chol nafshchem, ki lo nafal davar echad mikol ha'dvarim ha'tovim, asher diber Hashem Eloheichem aleichem, hakol bo lechem lo nafal mimenu davar echad. And as I walk before you today, throughout the land, you should know with all your heart and all your soul that nothing of which Hashem promised did not come true. Everything came true as was promised. Just as God brought you all the good stuff, if you stray, He will most certainly make good on His word to bring you the bad stuff as well. If you stray, then you will be jettisoned from the land. You will be lost from the land. Okay, that's Perek Chaf Gimel. I'd like you to take a look at Perek Chaf Dalet and just read it to yourselves. Take a few minutes just to read it to yourselves. And with an eye on, I want one sentence or maybe even one word that Perek Chaf Dalet says to you. If you can boil it down to one word, that's great. One sentence or two sentences, I'll accept as well.
The mother's stomach became clear like a glass and able to see through.
Itai. It's a Levaya.
24?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Yes, he said to read 24.
Okay. What?
The whole 24?
Yeah. Okay. Do it, This is the same tuition.
It's like a summary.
Right? It's a summary. A summary of what?
Summary of their history, but also summary of what Moshe told them on his last day.
Okay. So Perek Chaf Dalet is in a certain sense a summary of Moshe Rabbeinu, sort of his last words. We'll leave that aside for the moment. It is a summary of, what was the second thing you said?
The first thing I said was the history of Bnei Israel.
It's a summary of the history of Bnei Israel. Okay, good. Anybody else?
It sounds like Nasser and Nisma. They are accepting again.
It says what?
Like Nasser and Nisma. They don't say the word. But this they say, we will accept.
It's a lot of high BMF. So
I'm a Kohen in the same building or not the same building?
Oh. I see what you're saying.
Which building? The school?
Oh. It's one roof. They actually have a mace in that?
The mace is outside. Well, it must be
brought him inside.
That's right. Yeah.